In this bulletin, former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Queensland authorities confident a COVID-19 breach at Brisbane Airport will not be repeated. Emergency flights to be arranged for Australians in India. And in sport, for the first time in over a year, A-League matches to be played in New Zealand. This is SBS News. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is meeting former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins to discuss policy reform. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the voices of women need to be heard after he met with Ms. Higgins earlier today. Ms. Higgins is pushing for reform of the way women are treated in the workplace after she went public about her alleged rape in a ministerial office at Parliament House in 2019.
We need to listen to women and to listen to their concerns, to listen to the experience that they've gone through, and to listen to their views about solutions.
Queensland authorities say a review will be conducted to find out what went wrong following a COVID-19 breach at Brisbane Airport. A man flying in from Papua New Guinea, who was accidentally ushered from the quarantine red zone into the green zone, has tested positive. The risk to 390 New Zealand-bound passengers is believed to be low, as the arrivals wore masks. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Darth says she's confident the Brisbane Airport Corporation will take necessary action to prevent future errors.
It's the Brisbane Airport Corporation worker who allowed this to occur, but I know Brisbane Airport Corporation is investigating that and we welcome that. And I have full confidence that the Brisbane Airport Corporation will ensure that all of their staff are properly trained to avoid this occurring again.
National Cabinet is discussing the option of emergency flights to bring Australians home from India. Despite a ban on flights from India until the 15th of May, Australians travelling from India have been using loopholes to transition through Doha to come home to Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that loophole has now been closed off. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says leaders are working on the issue.
The Prime Minister and National Cabinet were focused on making sure that we have a pathway for repatriation flights from India to begin as soon as possible after the 15th of May. Once we've seen a reduction in the number of cases in Howard Springs, and the same is the case with regards to commercial flights.
Western Australia is preparing to ease COVID-19 restrictions from midnight. Premier Mark McGowan says precautions will still need to be in place. For the next week, masks will be mandatory in indoor public venues, including in workplaces and on public transport.
It is a big change on where we've been, but it is still some precautionary measures in place to keep ourselves safe, to ensure that whilst the incubation period, the 14-day incubation period, is expiring, we continue to have strong and sensible measures in place to protect ourselves.
Health experts are urging Australians to get their flu shots, saying they fear a resurgence in influenza this season. Anyone not in the queue for a COVID-19 vaccine is being urged to have their flu jab as soon as possible. Kim Sampson, CEO of the Immunisation Coalition, says there is a concern that vaccine hesitancy and reduced COVID-19 physical distancing measures means people become complacent.
It's a reminder that influenza is still a serious disease and causes a lot of hospitalizations and deaths in ordinary years. This is an unusual year, of course, but because we're seeing low numbers of flu now, doesn't mean it's going to make a resurgence. So we are half expecting to see a rebound later this year.
The federal opposition says it is appalled by a move by the Assistant Minister to the Attorney General to interfere with the work of the Human Rights Commission in combating racism. The independent body received a directive to resubmit the wording contained in a taxpayer-funded tender on a national campaign to tackle racism. It's called Racism, It Stops With Me. Labor's spokesman for multicultural affairs, Andrew Giles, says the actions taken are concerning.
I'm very concerned that any member of government would seek to interfere with the work of the Australian Human Rights Commission, which is doing such important work to combat racism and stand up for human rights more generally.
And in sport, for the first time in over a year, A-League matches will be played in New Zealand. The establishment of a travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand has created the possibility of Wellington Phoenix hosting their final two matches back in New Zealand. And now, quick look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth, Canberra, Darwin and Hobart. There'll be showers in Sydney, Wollongong, Brisbane, Newcastle and Cairns. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.